Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Today, we are talking about self-care is emotional, mental, physical, social, and spiritual work. You have to take care of your whole self. You can't just deal with one thing and then let the other things just fall to the wayside. So what exactly am I talking about when I mention those five areas of self-care? Emotional. Do you have the ability to express your emotions and constructively act on those emotions? Are you allowing yourself to feel feelings? Are you allowing yourself to express those feelings? Are you allowing yourself to share those feelings with other people in a constructive way? If you feel like crying, do you cry or do you stuff it down? If you are upset with someone, are you having that uncomfortable conversation to let them know how you are feeling? Showing that someone upset you, showing that someone hurt your feelings, or showing that someone brings you joy. So that's your emotional health. Mental. Your stress level should be at a point where you may not feel fabulous every day, but you are able to be resilient in dealing with the things that happen in your life. Because life is going to happen, right? Things get crazy. Things get stressful. Are you able to deal with things? And are you resilient? Or does something just knock you down and take you out for a few days? And if it is, are you dealing with it? Are you seeing a therapist? Are you journaling? Are you talking to your pastor or your church leader about it? Are you at a group? I'm personally in the process of looking for a parenting group that I can join because parenting is taking me out right now. Okay, I'm not always resilient because the truth is we all have stress. There's no way to avoid it. You have to deal with stress on a daily basis. Are you able to deal with it? And are you able to recover from the moments that you may feel stressed out and move on with the day or the week or whatever the case may be? Emotional, mental, physical. Your nutrition, your exercise, what you're putting in your body. Are you eating healthy meals? Are you having sex or intimacy in some way? Yep, I'm talking about that too. The working out and the nutrition is an obvious thing. We all know that we need to be doing that. Hey, every once in a while, you're going to want to eat at a fast food restaurant. You get a craving for Chick-fil-A, whatnot. That's fine. The other part of that is, are you beating yourself up when maybe you fall off of your diet and then you end up binging? Do you have a healthy relationship with food and exercise? Are you moving your body on a regular basis? Are you drinking water? Are you having some form of sexual activity in your life? And that doesn't necessarily have to be physical sex with someone, but you can intimately touch yourself too. Yeah, I said that. We are human beings. We crave physical touch, and I encourage that people have that as a part of their self-care. Social. Are you interacting with other people in your life? Whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, a combination of the two, we are humans, and our human nature is to interact with other humans. Now, that means people outside of your children. Are you hanging out with your husband, with your children not around? Are you going out with your girlfriends? Are you maintaining friendships with people that you have been friends over the years, having a phone call every once in a while, going out to brunch or coffee or dinner with a friend or a group of friends. But I do encourage you to reach out, maintain, create relationships with adults in your life because we need that social interaction. All the children's activities that you go to, there's moms and dads all over the place that you can strike up a conversation with. At work, there are people that maybe you connect to. Call up your old friends. The mom that you keep chatting with at the PTA meeting, ask if she would like to grab a coffee on the weekend. But we need social interaction outside of our homes, outside of our children, sometimes even outside of our partners. Last but not least, spiritual. This encompasses the things that help bring you hope, bring you peace, encompass your morals and your values, and help you see the bigger picture outside of yourself, outside of the stuff in your house, outside of the day-to-day worries. It does not have to be a religious practice. What I'm asking you to do is spend some time thinking about your hopes, your dreams, your bigger pictures. Maybe you attend church. Are you attending church on a pretty regular basis? Maybe you choose to meditate. Yoga may be your spiritual practice. Journaling. It's really up to you. But to think of things outside of yourself, what are the things that bring you hope? Maybe it is your connection with God. Maybe it is your connection with yourself. Are you having those moments where you can be still and be quiet and take the time to appreciate what you have, to enjoy the peace in your life? And if you don't, who are the spiritual guides in your life? Are you reading books that help you to see beyond where you are? Or do you have a spiritual guide, a pastor, a meditation teacher, a yoga teacher? Maybe you're in a group that journals together. Maybe you write in a guided journal. Again, this is a very personal practice, and it does not have to be attached to a religion. Now, these are also the five areas of self-care that I use in my self-care workbook, my self-care planner, that I kind of check in with on a regular basis. Because again, when we talk about self-care, we have to talk about our whole self. So our emotional, mental, physical, social, and spiritual areas also. Are we addressing all of those areas? You don't have to do it on a daily basis. That's just not really possible. Maybe you check in with your mental health once a week, once a month. You go see your therapist. Your physical health, 3 days a week, you focus in on that. Or you know you're going to eat home-cooked meals Monday through Friday, and then you let yourself do whatever craving or whatever fun thing you want to do on the weekend. There's no possible way that you will do all of them every day. That's not going to happen. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So that brings me to, what is your weekly challenge? You are to take one of those areas per day and do something in one of those areas. So it could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You do emotional work on Monday. You do your mental work on Tuesday. You get the point. It's totally up to you. Or you could do two things on Monday, two things on Wednesday, one thing on Friday. But I want you at some point this week to take the time out of your day to check in with your self-care practices and see that you are addressing all of these areas at least once throughout your week. I hope you have a wonderful week and that you are taking the time to take care of yourself, because it's not selfish.
thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.